A trial date has been set for the rural Merrill man accused of shooting his wife's son. 82-year-old Thomas Knapp has been charged with first-degree murder for the shooting and killing of 51-year-old Kevin Juzik. The incident happened on May 11th in rural Plymouth County. Knapp's trial is set to start on December 15th of 2020 in Plymouth County District Court. Earlier this week, Knapp had pleaded not guilty to the charges filed against him. A 20-year-old has turned himself in to authorities and has been charged in connection with a hit-and-run boating accident that occurred on West Lake Okoboji. That accident happened just after 10:30 Tuesday evening. A report from the Department of Natural Resources indicates that a boat operated by 52-year-old Vaughn Wickham of Spirit Lake was hit from behind and Wickham was seriously injured. Officers say that they found the other boat involved in the accident Thursday up on a hoist at a home on the north end of West Lake Okoboji. After officers seized the boat, 20-year-old Zachary Cruz of Spirit Lake turned himself in. According to the DNR news release, Cruz admits that he was driving the boat at the time of the crash. He's been charged with an aggravated misdemeanor for failing to give aid in a vessel, resulting in a serious injury. State officials haven't revealed what led to their discovery of the boat, but they are crediting a number of helpful citizens for assisting in that investigation. While scattered showers are in the forecast for much of Iowa over the next several days, dry conditions have worsened. The latest report from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows that all or parts of 11 counties in west central Iowa are now in a D3 category, which means extreme drought. Last week, no Iowa counties were in D3. State climatologist Justin Glisson says it has been at least 6 years since we have had this type of dry conditions.
So if you look at where we are now, we're starting to get a higher peak in our D0, D1, D2, and D3 conditions. And it's the first time that we've had D3 conditions introduced into the state of Iowa since the early part of July 2018. Right now, we have 80% coverage of D0 to D3 conditions. And that is the highest coverage that we've seen since April of 2014, so 6 years.
The scale only goes up to D4, which is exceptional drought, though none of Iowa's reached that level yet this year. The new report shows much of Iowa's western half is under moderate or severe drought, while much of northern and eastern central Iowa is considered abnormally dry. Glisson says that the 30-day forecast is calling for some cooler temperatures, which should give crops some relief from drought-stress conditions. However, precipitation levels will be below normal.
You can see there's only a small part of southwestern Iowa where we've actually seen improvement or we've seen increases in the amount of rainfall. But again, what we're seeing here is that concentrated core of below average rainfall right in the central part of the state. And we're starting to see that part expand into eastern Iowa, where eastern Iowa, the northeast corner has actually been the wettest part of the state going back 3 months. Now we're starting to see precipitation dwindle as that storm track has remained south of us.
Glisson says that the state would need some significant rainfalls within the next few weeks to bring us out of the drought conditions, something he says is not in the long-term forecast.
If we look at the last 7 day departures, we've seen anywhere from a half an inch to an inch below normal, but really no above average rainfall across the state. The short-term impacts do stack up. Typically, this time of year, our climatological normal for rainfall across the state is just slightly under an inch right now. So we would need an inch per week to hold us at status quo or no degradation in the drought monitor map. We're not seeing that right now.
Glisson made his comments during a drought webinar that was scheduled on Thursday, hosted by Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Only about 20 counties on the southern and far eastern borders are in normal precipitation territory. A consumer alert is being issued for Iowans to avoid certain types of face masks that are being sold using deceptive claims and which may not offer protection from COVID-19. Lynn Hicks is a spokesman for the Iowa Attorney General's office and says that they're asking stores to remove masks from shelves that are labeled as KN95 stereo protective mask.
What that KN indicates is that it has not met U.S. safety standards. It's manufactured in China. And despite the name, many of those masks do not offer 95% protection.
The masks are advertised as being protective, which Hicks says is misleading. The packaging also contains confusing and nonsensical content, such as use funny melt-blown filter material, and children under 3 have low vital capacity and are not recommended. Some masks are priced at $12.99 for a pack of 2, while other KN95 masks on Amazon sell for about $3 each.
We've gotten some complaints about price gouging, and then just to make sure that people understand that the price gouging rule is still in effect during the public health emergency. If people see things that they think are out of line, they can certainly report it to our office and we'll check it out.
The masks were being sold in at least 5 stores, including Iowa-based Hy-Vee, which Hicks says has now agreed to remove those masks from the shelves. While most Iowans do not need the N95 level of mask, for those who do, this is an important purchase.
If you're a medical professional who really needs what's known as an N95 mask, or if you are going to be around people who have COVID, then it could be dangerous.
He notes that the CDC does not recommend the general public wearing N95 respirator mask and that they're considered critical supplies reserved for healthcare workers and other first responders. If you need a new shirt, a pair of pants, or some sneakers, this is the time to go shopping. What's known as the State of Iowa sales tax holiday is underway today. John Fuller, the spokesman for the Iowa Department of Revenue, says that the rules are fairly straightforward.
Generally, if they buy any item of clothing or any footwear that's less than $100 per item, that will not have state sales tax. But if they have specific items that they're looking for, and they can go to tax.iowa.gov, and there's a list of what's taxable and what's not.
Iowa shoppers are about to enter their second decade of these sales tax holidays.
It started about 19 or 20 years ago through a legislative action. So this was the lawmakers decided that this would be a good thing for Iowans.
Iowans who prefer to do their browsing for new duds on a computer instead of in the store are also in for a discount.
Online purchases have the same rules. So as long as you select your item and pay for it during that time period, there should be no state sales tax on that.
The tax-free weekend is in place from 12:01 a.m. Friday through 11:59 p.m. Saturday.